Buffalo Teachers Federation President Philip Remore says a teacher at Highgate Heights Elementary suffered a concussion and bruising after being pushed to the floor and kicked by a student which she had stopped in the hall.
We have to make sure of that our schools are safe havens, regardless of what the age of the student is or whatever, so that the students and the adults that come into the building or are in the building know it's safe. But we also have a concern, and so does the teacher, as to this child, obviously, you know, for doing something like this, must have, you know, apparently has some kind of problems. We can get some assistance for her. It's not a good thing just to put kids out on the street and suspend them if they do something like this. What we have to do is find out what the problem is so that they can get help.
Remore adds he's noticed more incidents in the last 2 years at the elementary school level. He says he would like to see more security and more guidance counselors and social workers to help prevent such incidents in the future. Cheryl Hagan, WBFO News. The teacher from Highgate Heights Elementary suffered a concussion and bruising after being pushed to the floor and kicked by a student which she had stopped in the hall, according to Buffalo Teachers Federation President Philip Remore. The incident, he says, is becoming all too familiar.
Some of the students that are coming in, even the earlier grades like kindergarten and first grade, unfortunately, students, you know, have problems. And you know, sometimes people don't realize what some of our kids go through. I was brought up in South Ozone Park, Queens. I never knew any of my friends that were shot. I didn't have to worry about drug dealers out on the streets and some of the things that our kids have to go through. So we have to make sure that, you know, the students, when they are in need of assistance, get it as early as we can.
Remore says he would like to see more security and more guidance counselors and social workers in city schools to help prevent such incidents in the future. Cheryl Hagan, WBFO News.